morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Good morning, Mr. Rancher, sir.
Hi there. Can I help you fellas?
No, sir, but we can help you. I'm Ed.
And I'm Fred.
And we're the Parasite Patrol.
The what?
The Parasite Patrol, dedicated to protecting your cattle from blood-sucking parasites.
Just how do you plan on doing that?
With these new TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
New TriZap tags combines three proven active ingredients in one easy-to-apply tag to stop horn flies, face flies, lice, and ear ticks dead in their tracks.
Plus, TriZap tags help guard against the growing threat of horn fly resistance.
Well, boys, I think you sold me.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, sir.
And neither will your cattle.
This year, ask your livestock product supplier for the triple barrel protection of TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. National sorghum producers expressed the organization is deeply disappointed in the preliminary anti-dumping determination issued by China's Ministry of Commerce. China slapped a 179% tariff on U.S. sorghum imports. China is the largest buyer of U.S. sorghum products, purchasing more than $900 million worth last year. National sorghum producers released a statement on Tuesday saying U.S. sorghum producers and exporters have not caused any injury to China's sorghum industry. NSP says it has submitted several thousand pages of data demonstrating conclusively that U.S. sorghum is neither dumped nor has caused any injury to China. The organization says the decision in China reflects a broader trade fight in which U.S. sorghum farmers are the victim, not the cause. Further, NSP says the organization is evaluating all legal options moving forward. In other news, a senior U.S. ag senator is calling Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt a loose cannon when it comes to the administration's policy on ethanol blending in gasoline. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is angry that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt continues to defy his boss, President Donald Trump, by handing out renewable fuel waivers that the ethanol industry and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue are destroying biofuel demand. Grassley dismisses the suspicion that Pruitt and Trump are working hand-in-hand to give with one hand and take away with the other, but the longtime ethanol advocate has this to say.
I believe that Pruitt is a loose cannon. Not carrying out the president's wishes. We get a victory in November saying that we're going to go to the 15 billion gallons, and then through 25 waivers, there might be one or two of them that are hardship waivers, but we know some definitely not hardship waivers, that he gives with one hand and takes away with the other.
And so, what confidence does Grassley have that Pruitt will carry out the president's commitment to a waiver for year-round use of E15 blended gas?
Well, because that comes directly from the president's mouth. I don't see how an EPA director can screw up in any way what the president is directed to get done as long as the president's within the law.
Grassley, meantime, led a bipartisan group of 13 senators in writing EPA's Pruitt to stop issuing RFS hardship waivers, disclose and justify waivers given and whether waived volumes were redistributed to other firms, and issue waivers only during annual RFS rulemaking. The ethanol industry estimates 1 billion gallons in lost biofuel demand due to the waivers, some to large multi-billion dollar firms. You got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. You can also view it via SuperiorClickToBid.com and on the Cowboy Channel with Superior Livestock. 168 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, over 100 registered Angus heifers and more. Call them for details, 405-350-0044, or go to the website to download a sale book, videos, and more, ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale, Saturday, April 21st.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.